Welcome back to the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. I am CDJ, joined this evening by JB Huskers. JB, how are you?
Doing good. Still feels like it's a long ways away, but at least we got some news that makes it feel a little bit closer. So hopefully we get more going forward after what we are going to talk about today.
I sure hope so as well. And I think everyone in the community is also in that same boat. We found out this morning from ESPN.com's Michael Rothstein, EA Sports working with One Team Partners. They are working to get the name, image, and likeness for all FBS players. Every scholarship player on every team, it's their goal to get them into EA Sports College Football next July. A pretty lofty goal. I think they'll get most of the players. JB, what are your initial thoughts when you heard this news? It's something that years ago with NCAA football, when the game came out, forums and social media littered with question one, where are the rosters? And question kind of 1A or question two that some people had is, why can't they just use the real players? Well, it took NIL getting installed to get us down this road to where we're at today. JB, what were your thoughts when you heard that news today?
Are the rosters done yet?
Almost.
My initial thought of seeing 500 for each player is, what if these people that think they're hot or hot stuff are gonna want more and opt out or sit out or try to get more or do something weird? You got to think if there's probably some prima donna out there that's going to screw it up for everybody, but hopefully that's not the case. Hopefully the majority just opts in, because there's other ways that these hot shots can make money. And this is something that it's been 10 years in the making, basically, that we've been waiting for a new game. So that's my biggest worry, is some of these hot shots that may not decide to opt in.
Right now, it seems like reading people online, they believe that most will do it. But I agree with you. There's going to be a few that don't. Maybe there'll be some that just don't care for video games, don't like them, don't want to be in there. Maybe they'll think the 500 is too low. And for those of you wondering, where's this $500 price tag coming from? Early reports are saying that EA Sports has a $5 million pool, and I'm going to use that word pool in my own terminology, to go out and get the license for each player. So when you divide that by 133 schools, and if you go for every scholarship player, all 85 per team, that's about 442. So let's say 450. If they go to 75 scholarship players, or if they don't get everybody signed, a lot of people have been saying $500, a nice round number, which that's a question we won't address tonight, but more of a hypothetical for our listeners and for our viewers. Was the lawsuit really worth it at that point, way back in the day from Ed O'Bannon, to get $500? He got us to this point, so I suppose the answer is yes, it was worth it. But in terms of what the players are getting paid, I suppose that's everyone's own opinion can answer that one.
In terms of what they got paid in the end after the lawyers took everything?
That's exactly right. The lawyers were happy. Billable hours are undefeated, as Andy Staples says, and I'm sure other people say as well, billable hours are undefeated. EA saying over 120 schools are in. We had some reporting also from On3 saying that some of the schools that said they were out before or waiting are now in with this news. Wisconsin, TCU, among those, are saying that we're in. It's also been reported that other schools who may have not confirmed are still sending information and assets to EA. So I think with this news, and once they see this structure, I feel confident. I think the headwinds are saying that every school should be in. We already know the 10 conferences will be in, the college football playoff is in, and now we have real players.
You know, if that's going to be the straw to bring everybody else that was holding out school-wise in, this is major news, because otherwise what were they going to do? Or were they going to make, much like the players that decide to not opt in, are they going to be able to be editable? And could you put those schools in? Could you put those players in? So those are obviously questions that we probably won't get answered until about a year from now. But, you know, at least with the schools, it seems like the schools themselves are going to be perfectly fine.
ESPN also reported that if any player does not opt in, EA Sports will put in a generic avatar and player. There is possible to get the face scan for the players, but when you have over 10 to 11,000 players in the game, face scans for the majority isn't feasible unless there's some huge leap in face scanning technology that's going forward. So you got to think the star players will be in there, the All-Americans will be in there, but a lot of players, even if they opt in, are going to have generics. So with that, let's get to our follow-up aspects and questions that we had after hearing this news and seeing community thoughts throughout the day. The first one, I think, is the big one, is if we're going to have named players and likenesses, are we going to get roster updates? Because a lot of college football teams change a heck of a lot from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. You can go back last year, get your college football preview magazines, and some of the guys on the cover, especially on the regional covers, I should say, they weren't necessarily the star players for their teams by the end of the year. So things can change a lot from what happens in July and August by the time you get to December. So that's the big one, is roster updates. JB, initially, I know we, a lot of this is speculation on our part, but briefly, roster updates, do you think, how would you like to see it done in the game?
Well, I think much like Madden, it's going to be, I think, fairly common, especially with the base already going to be in there and it being a living and breathing organism. I think it's going to be a fairly common thing, maybe weekly, maybe monthly. And on top of that, maybe EA also will have the ability to travel to schools. I don't know if they'll do it during the season, but maybe you get more face scans during the year too. That could be included with these roster updates. But I do feel like it's going to be a much like a Madden system where they are going to be updated at least monthly. I don't know about weekly, especially with year one. Yeah, with year one, I don't think it's going to be weekly. And obviously, you have a quarter of the less teams in NFL as you do in college. So I would assume monthly is probably going to be for the major kind of swings, possibly. But with now the fact that you're going to have your base roster and likenesses in the game, it's much more likely that this is going to be a reality for the college side of things too, since it's already something that's been implemented in Madden.
Right. I know they talked about the goal is to get all the scholarship players, but in college football, sometimes you get walk-ons or guys who come in and are pretty key contributors. So I wonder how do they go? Will they go back later on and maybe inquire about, hey, can we add you? Can we get your likeness? It's going to be a really interesting. I would love to know behind the scenes how this works, but I don't think, at least early on, we probably won't get that. ESPN will probably be the one to get the big stories on that, and hopefully they pursue that throughout the year. Another thing that came to mind when I read about this, prepare for complaints. If you've ever, after the launch of Madden, if you've ever gone onto social media, there are lots of players aren't happy with their likeness, aren't happy with their ratings, and it's not even just Madden, to be honest. You see it in NBA 2K. You see, I saw it a lot, also saw it in the past with NBA Live. You saw it in FIFA. It happens at every sports title. Players don't like their ratings. They don't like how they look. They don't like how they're portrayed. And those are when you have a relatively smaller player and team size. Now we're talking potentially over 10,000 athletes that somebody's going to have to go in and get proper likeness, proper ratings, a proper, you know, even a relatively accurate generic face. To me, it just seems like, and this isn't a reason not to do it, but I think it's just, I'm sure EA is, they know they're sitting on a time bomb here, that when this game comes out, if somebody doesn't like the way they look, they're going to get blasted, fair or not.
But at the same time, I don't think these people that are going to, with ratings and such, I don't think they're going to, it may not be the, I don't think it's going to be the bigger guys that they mess up. It's going to be probably some of the smaller guys. And if those guys complain, they're going to probably complain to 200 people on Twitter. So
that is true.
I don't think it's going to be much of a big deal because if any tweet goes viral, majority of the comments are probably going to be like, who are you? You know?
And that's true. I think this year, like we've talked about back in a previous episode, EA has so much goodwill right now that I would think that even extends to the players, that if they don't like how they're portrayed, you know, maybe they just bite the bullet, or maybe they're not as rude year one as they are. You know, if they're a guy who, let's say it's a freshman this year, isn't portrayed the best, and he becomes a junior, pretty solid player, if he's still not the best, I can see where maybe the attitude might rise and the complaint level might be a little more justified. But I think I agree with you. Maybe year one might not be so bad, but it seems a guarantee that there's going to be people who aren't happy and they're going to go to social media and try to create some kind of storm. Another issue that kind of came to mind, generic faces. As we talked about earlier, players who aren't scanned, and that's probably going to be the majority, are going to have generic faces. And we all know if you played NCAA football in the past, those generic faces left a lot to be desired. A lot of those guys did not look like 18 to 24 year olds, and they definitely did not look like the player that people thought they were supposed to be. So I think EA may have, and I'm sure they know this, they're smart people, the bar's been raised. The generic faces of the past will not fly now. They're going to have to step up their game. They're going to have to look like college players. And now they have their likeness. They're going to have to make an attempt to make them reasonably like the player at hand.
No more brawny lumberjack in your avatar there. But I mean, we're talking two generations later now. The last game came out on PS3. Didn't even get a PS4. We're already 3 years. We're going to be closer to 4 years into the PS5 and Xbox Series S by the time this game comes out. So, you know, obviously there's things that they could definitely make it look better compared to the PS3. obviously PS3 was kind of just more goofier than anything, but I think that it's probably going to be a better representation, though it's not going to look like them, but it's going to be at least, I think it's going to be a lot better just because of the technology.
I hope so, but you still got to think Madden had a lot of generics each year that always get called out for not looking like the NFL counterpart, and even EA's most recent release, PGA Tour, some of those faces of the generics,
some of those coaches, a lot of the animations, terrible.
Yeah, and the coaches were really off.
So,
I mean, the bar has been raised, but I'm sure they know that and realize that. Also, with having player name, image, and likeness in the game, portal movement, I think, becomes slightly of an issue. And with that, I mean, will there be players upset that if you get to a dynasty and let's say the portal's in the game, which I think it's a safe assumption to think that it probably will be, if a player leaves in the game, there'll be complaints from people, maybe even that player saying, hey, I'm not that kind of guy. I'm not going to go anywhere. Well, they also have to code in for existing players where they played at in the past. So they don't transfer, you know, coincidentally or oddly transfer back. Well, they have to add in behind the scenes, this player already transferred once. We can't have him transfer again. Do they go into details and say, okay, if the game has carousel, okay, the coach got fired, so more players can leave. It just opens up more things to think about. And I'm sure they've thought about all this, but I think as fans, maybe we need to realize, but there's a lot of moving parts here that are going to have to be considered with name, image, and likeness, especially with the portal.
But it's such a commonplace thing now. It's going to have to almost be in the game, you would think. Right. It's going to be it's hard to fathom a authentic college game without this because of just how big the portal has become. Obviously, you know, if the person doesn't like it, they could just turn it off, you know.
True.
That's probably going to be an option. They could just turn off, but
maybe when they opt in, the player, they can have a little questionnaire that says, between us, how likely are you to transfer on a 1 to 10 scale? We won't tell anybody. Just mark it.
And these people have got to know. This is a video game. This is fantasy, you know. So
that is true. But, if it's your name, image, and likeness, you have some, care and concern for it. You don't want to be misrepresented. I don't think it's the end of the world, but I think it's just another small thing they got to think about among a million other small things that they have to do when they're trying to build this game back.
It's not like ESPN's going to report on one guy's dynasty that the top player in the country decided to transfer. So, you know, some of these players have to, you know, realize what we're dealing with here.
So. I think part of it, social media is what amplifies it. Because if you get an odd example of a guy who transfers from a school to one school and goes right back, it'll get amplified. If it's presented by an outlandish personality or a funny personality, it'll go amplified. But just like I said, is it a bad thing? No, it's yet another thing they have to think about. And kind of along the same lines, adding name, image, and likeness in, does this eradicate any chance? And I think it was a low chance. I don't think it was very likely of adding in sort of off-field extracurriculars back on the PS2 days when we had, you know, players could have a poor GPA or get in trouble and you had to discipline them. Now, granted, that went away. I think a lot of that was probably the schools and the NCAA putting a kibosh on it. Of course, now the NCAA doesn't have a say, but I still got to think the schools and conferences probably wouldn't be a huge fan. But let's say theoretically there was a chance of that returning. Does name, image, and likeness kind of put a kibosh on it? Because along with the portal movement, would players get upset if they're playing a dynasty or somebody else is playing a dynasty and they see that this academic All-American in real life is now in trouble in the game with a 2.0 or less GPA? And there's a small thing that we've got. It's not a big thing. I don't think it'll ever be added back in, unfortunately.
No.
But when I heard that news today, I'm like, well, that probably puts a kibosh on that ever coming back.
I was surprised it was a thing in the first place. But then you got to remember, when it was a thing in the first place, there was no social media.
Right.
So there's no way that's coming back. And if anybody's expecting it to, they can probably just, you know, keep hoping because it's never going to happen.
It would be cool. And I think some of those things are cool, but I just don't know. There's too many entities who care here, like between the schools and conferences, and now you have the players.
Now you're tying it to somebody instead of somebody that got edited into a file.
That's right.
You're talking to somebody that's actually in the game now, that got paid to do it. And so, yeah, there's zero chance of that coming back, unfortunately.
I agree. I mean, it was a fun thing, but when it was halfback 11 and you got edited, like you said, that was different. And nowadays, if it's going to be a real guy, it's probably not going
to
happen.
Yeah, if it's that's something maybe Max Football can do or something like that, you know, to throw in there. But, especially, you know, again, this, you know, with social media, there ain't no way they're going to, you know, this is even a more of a bigger deal than the transfer portal thing where, mm-hmm. you know, that's just random kind of it. Or at
right.
some
that
points.
Is a dice roll for the most part. There might be some restrictions.
And how they how well they played or how much they got played by the person controlling the team or whatever. And
right.
So, yeah. But yeah, the whole off the field problems and grades and that. Yeah, that's just something that's never going to come back to the game, I don't think.
I don't either. That's everything we have on the name, image, likeness for the players coming to the game. I do want to mention some excellent reporting by Matt Brown at extrapointsmb.com. Matt has done a tremendous job throughout the year. He has been doing a lot of Freedom of Information Act requests to all these schools to find out what songs and what assets they've sent to EA Sports. That's been one of the few steady sources of game news we've had over the last 2 years. So I want to give him a lot of credit. He does have a subscription site, so I can't give away a lot of information, but I will mention that this is good news, and he put this on his Twitter account, so I feel like I can share this in pretty good confidence. Matt Brown has sources at EA, and while they're unable to get very specific at this stage in development, they are wanting it apparently to be known that Dynasty Mode is a big focus, which I think is no surprise, but at the same time, when a game's being rebuilt, I know a lot of fans still want to know, will Dynasty Mode be anything like it was back in 14? And apparently it is. And he had mentioned that they've been working to rebuild the recruiting process in Dynasty Mode to make it more engaging throughout the season, particularly on a week-to-week basis. To me, that seems accurate because EA has always said that Dynasty Mode in NCAA football was the most popular mode, and that's going to be the big thing they care about. But JB, what are your thoughts? I mean, it's one of those, I don't want to take it for granted that Dynasty Mode was going to be the big feature, but it sounds like it's safe to say it will be the big feature in year one.
Yeah, I don't think the crowd that is wanting to play this is going to want to play Ultimate Team with the third left tackle of South Carolina, you know? Right. So I think Dynasty and Online Dynasty are going to be the main focuses for players of college football. And if they want to play, you know, they want to play the Ultimate Team game, they always will have Madden. So I think that hopefully that is the focus. Hopefully there's really no Ultimate Team components in this, just because I want the pure focus to be on the Dynasty, because it has to be, because there's a lot of undertaking to do with the transfer portal and recruiting.
Right. Things have changed a lot in 10 years.
Yeah, everything that's been different. So there's a lot of focus that needs to be put into that, and not into other monetary things that EA likes to do.
And things that have happened since we last recorded a show is that I believe EA said Dynasty and Road to Glory will be in the game. I've seen different stories throughout the last year or two about Ultimate Team, but it seems like lately it shifted back to that it will be in the game, which is no surprise when you have a $5 million alone, just a $5 million pool just to get the players in the game. That does not cover putting a lick of code in the game. That does not cover putting the scans actually in the game. That does not cover any actually features going into the game. They're going to be looking for extra ways to make money, whether that's DLC of some sort, whether that's Ultimate Team. Though I'm like you, like I don't have a problem with Ultimate Team. I just don't like when it becomes the big focus. Like when you go into Madden and you have to go through one or two splash screens telling you about the newest Ultimate Team promo. I don't think that's going to fly, especially with the old heads like us and the old guys. You know, if we didn't dive into Madden in the last 10 years, the guys who fire up NCAA football and college football, they're not going to be real happy if that's the focus. But again, yeah. I understand why they want the money. I understand why it's there, and I don't have a problem with it. But I will say, I don't think it'll be a massive focus, because I don't think they want to take away from Madden Ultimate Team. I think it's going to be an appetizer version or a Ultimate Team Lite.
Or maybe Legends like Madden it was Lite. Before. It might be Legends right. like it was before in the PS3 days, because, again, people are – otherwise, people are going to be opening packs of absolutely – nobody that they know,
right? Most,
unless they know the entire starting lineup of all 132 teams,
right?
The casual person opening up a pack with just college players are not going to know who they are. So it's just not going to be as engaging as it is in the NFL, where you have a mixture of today and the past, and obviously, as hot as NFL is, people know who these people are. Where college, it's going to be different, because people follow their school or their conference, but they're not going to know who Hawaii Center is. If it's the best center in the country, you know, they're still not, are they going to be excited? You know, it's just not something that the casual, I don't think, would be as excited to try to build like they do in Madden.
And I did like the way they did it back on PS3. Granted, back then, Mutt wasn't the beast that it is now, but the NCAA football version was a pretty light version. Wasn't a ton of features to it, but I mean, they had legends that came in, they added every so often that I liked it. I thought that was, it never felt like you could fall behind in it. Like you can with Madden Ultimate Team now. Like if you are into it and quit for a month or two and come back, it's like a whole different game. There's all different players, there's different promos, which I get why they do it to get people playing throughout the year. But you can't take it like a week off. And granted, I have not been into Madden Ultimate Team. I've played it, but it's one of those, if it's a light version and it gets them some money to help cover, to recoup the cost, I get it. It's just, if it's the overriding focus, it'll be an issue. But it sounds like from Matt Brown's report, and I believe 24/7, Brandon Marcello, I believe he was the one who had a report a while back that had said that Dynasty Mode is really going to be the big feature. And thank goodness for that. So with that, we're going to end tonight's show. Great news, player name, image, and likeness coming to EA Sports College Football. For JB Huskers, I'm CDJ. Tommy is on assignment, but hopes to join us soon. Everyone, thanks for watching.